Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It's too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
My primary complaint this week has to do with all of the road signs, but the lack of something actually going on that the sign tells me to beware of. Road construction ahead. I see these everywhere. Road construction ahead. And then by the time I pass that, I pass another sign that says leaving road construction or end road construction here or whatever it might say. But I don't see anything in between that that's forcing me to slow down. That is my primary complaint.
And they complain. Lies, and complain all and lies. Complain and complain.
My primary complaint is that I can't find out when my favorite shows are going to drop on streaming apps. Netflix and Amazon protect these dates like they're in the nuclear football. It's amazing. They're so vague. Ozark's coming back late 2019.
You could not have the codes.
Jack Ryan's coming back late summer 2019. It's July. When are you going to reveal when this show is going to drop?
Secret.
We all know that they know exactly when they're going to drop them. They're very strategic.
Yes.
We knew for a while that Stranger Things was going to drop tomorrow on July 4th. It made a lot of sense considering the show takes place in the summer of 1985. They're going to drop it on July 4th. Give us a date. You can give us these dates 9, 10 months, a year in advance of when they're going to drop. I don't know what they're hiding, but I don't like it. And it's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
David Reed.
So my primary complaint was sparked by a tweet that was shared among the group last night. This from one Peter King. ESPN and the 30 for 30 franchise has done some really great docs and journalism. A shame that at least one-fifth of children in America go to bed hungry nightly. They're highlighting gluttony, treating someone who overeats excessively as a competitive athlete. Truly disgusting. Now, first of all, Peter here, you calling out someone for overeating, the irony there is not lost at all. But here, what you have done, Peter, is actually a good thing. You have identified a problem. Now, tell me what you and the rest of your millionaire friends could do to address that problem.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Rick Shedden picks up the mic and is ready for primary complaint. Rick.
Yeah, my primary complaint is that Kirby will not be available for VR entertainment on the 4th of July.
Have you asked him? Because I could see him showing up.
You can play any instrument you want. That is Rick's primary complaint. Paul.
My primary complaint, park happy. Look, there's no way I'm parking happy when their advertisement says Park Happy LLC. It's a little man in a parking hat, a little costume, right? Kind of a cartoon
only
character.
Only $4.
Makes you look at only 4 hours. What's that tiny print say
right
below
there.
It?
First hour.
You know how many suckers are pulling into this lot in Nashville? These are all over the place. $4. Excellent. I'm getting me a deal. Come downtown Nashville. I got me a deal. 4 hours. Then you pull in. It's actually $28 to park until 1 o'clock in the morning, which is what time they're pulling out. This is absolute false advertising. It's BS. And if I wasn't getting arrested for it, I'd put a foot through your damn sign so that you couldn't do this to people who are manipulated by this BS. Stop doing it. It's false advertising. You should feel badly about yourself because you're taking advantage of people who don't know better. I know better, and I'm using a microphone that's getting to hundreds of thousands of people to tell them, when you see Park Happy, go somewhere else immediately.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Kelly now has a primary complaint,
yes,
as well, as we continue through the roll call of the Shedden,
yes,
family.
Okay,
So my primary complaint is when people use the word alls. That alls is not a word. Alls I know when I hear that is you're probably from Kentucky.
Nice.
I like what you did there.
Oh, God, I love this woman.
Alls I know.
She brought it.
That was
great.
That's
amazing. Alls I know is you're probably from Kentucky. Oh, God. Matt Jones tweeting us in 3, 2, and 1.
615-737-1045, our number. It's primary complaint time. Examples like Matt up on line one. Matt, go right ahead.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry to add Paul's number from 6 people moving to Nashville to 7, but my primary complaint is moving. I'm on my second load of a 15-foot trailer to the dump. We have too many things. Why did I have all of these things? That's my primary complaint.
We've all learned that recently, I think. You're right. You're correct, Matt.
Well, not only that, he's talking about going to the dump with all of his things. You move and buy things, all of the boxes and materials that you then have to take off to the dump or take off to recycling.
Right.
It's amazing the tonnage of just stuff,
packing materials
that you have to get rid of as you're moving.
You know what they could have? You know what Matt could have done, Paul? Junk Be Gone. JunkBeGoneNashville.com.
That's right. That's the place to go. They'll get rid of all your stuff.
Get rid of all your stuff.
615-737-1045.
All your stuff. I gotta work that into my Jim Bob Cooter. Get rid of all your stuff. So before we get to the phones, we've got another member of the Shedden family that has a complaint.
Yes.
And first, sir, start with your name and your relation to Mr. Shedden.
My name's Bill Shedden, and I'm Rick's much younger brother.
Yes, yes.
Much younger brother, Bill. Go ahead with your complaint.
My complaint is that Alabama doesn't get credit for inventing the toothbrush, because if it had been invented anywhere else, it would have been a teeth brush.
Chad, your thoughts?
That's one that my dad would absolutely love.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty sure my dad's told that.
I've heard it about Kentucky.
Yeah, I've heard it about many states.
I've heard it about Tennessee.
That's a dad joke favorite. Yeah. I'm sure Alabama people say that about Tennessee, too.
Speaking of teeth, Paul, we were taking the tour earlier, and Chad was asked if he was related to the orthodontist.
That's right.
That's the dentist.
Right. With the rope.
Which I'm just going to start saying yes. No, that is me.
That's actually my grandpappy.
Did we do good work for you while you were there?
Let's go to the phones. Joey is next up for primary complaint.
Joseph.
What's up, Joey?
Hey, guys. So my primary complaint is when you go to find a number for a business and they have 7 numbers and you have to go through all of them before you find the right number that connects you to the business.
Multiple numbers to get you to the actual desk you need to call. I've noticed that a lot with, like, internet services.
You know where it's not a problem, though? Google. Like, the Google first option, that not the website. If you go to a business's website, they will confuse you with different numbers.
Yeah.
But just on Google, if you punch in a business and you're looking for a number, they'll give you the main number right there at the top of it before you get to the actual Google search.
Yeah,
results. The actual results, they'll have it there on Google.
Back to the phones, and Chauncey is next up. Chauncey, welcome.
Their complaint today is I'm a courier, and I frequent all of the big fast food chains for lunch every day. Now, I'm one of the few people that actually like double the vegetables on everything. Being that they're big chains, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people every day that are leaving things off. Why are you charging me 50 cents for extra tomato and 50 cents for lettuce and 10 cents for extra onion when millions of people leave that stuff off and you don't give them a refund on that?
Well, not only that, they've already paid for it. And if you saw, I think 60 Minutes did a profile on the amount of food waste in America, not just food eaten, like fast food chains and food they have to throw away. And there's a lot of efforts to gather that food that can be saved and given to other people. But it is insane the tonnage of food that is thrown away from fast food chain and just restaurants in general every day. So why not just give it to someone for free?
It's depressing.
You've already paid for it.
It's depressing the number of problems we have that there are easy solutions for that we don't solve. And I say that as somebody that hasn't done work to solve them either.
And I wonder if there's like a tax credit tie-in that if you're, let's say you're a huge company like Wendy's,
yeah,
and you say, all right, the federal government comes in to ease the burden of poverty or people that are hungry, if you do this and you work with us and you employ people that their job is to get the food at the end of the day to somewhere in your community, then we'll give you whatever in tax benefits. I mean, there's got to be something you can come up with, some sort of bill to make it work.
Say it again, David. Oh, I see. Sorry. We go next to Coach Mac. Coach Mac, welcome.
Hey, guys, look, I've been in some meetings. I had to leave because I listened to Truth According to Kirby, but I was able to get back on. Whoever the young lady is there, his primary complaint was all is my favorite in all time. Tell her she's my heroine right now.
That was Kelly.
That's Kelly. I don't know where she is right now. Coach Mac just called in to say that Kelly is his heroine of all time.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was an outstanding complaint. Also, my primary complaint is that I'm not there with you guys. That
How about this view?
Like an outstanding event right there.
I sent you a photo, Mac. What do you think about this place?
It's unbelievable. First of all, the gesture to have you guys come there with a donation to the LLS Society was outstanding. But you know what? That to me just points out how important and how great the city of Nashville is, and the listeners to 104.5 The Zone, how generous they are. And look, the picture that you sent me of Paul getting on the flamingo float, that should be on the front of the Tennessean. What would be like the Tennessean?
It would be a side of the building.
A Tennessean would never
order my name
or use a photo.
Hey, Mac, what did you think of today's edition of Truth According to Kirby with the beer run that he had to make?
Well, I mean, it was not surprising. I mean, 15 years old, no driver's license. Of course, he's going to get everything illegal. And he
Such responsible parents.
And he not only manages to pull it off, he steals a case of beer in the process. So completely in line with who Kirby is.
Did you hear the eavesdropped recording of Kirby the Brat Master?
You know what? I missed it. But look, I'm sure those people there have gotten an education on everything from the chlorine in the pool to the, what'd you say, the brat?
The fish in the lake.
Should be built out into the lake. I mean, they are going to get an education. He'll stay there all night and help them if they'll let him.
Coach Mac, did you enjoy the eavesdrop conversation you audio-wise that I sent you earlier this morning of my eavesdrop conversation with Evie?
Oh. Evie is the best. Evie, look. Evie is one of my all-time favorites. And when she came in and said, what in the what, that was my favorite ever. I woke up to that, and I looked up and said, Chad's got something really important he wants to send to me. And you know what? It shocked me, but I was right. It was real important. Tell Evie, give her a high five from Coach Mac.
She says it all the time. She heard Coach Mac say what the what, and she's turned that into what in the what all the time, about everything.
It is precious. It's awesome. All right, guys, you're doing a slam dunk in it today. Everybody have a great 4th. See you.
Same to you. Coach Mac, happy July 4th to you, man. Good to hear from you. From Coach Mac, we go to Mark, who's next up. What's up, Mark?
Hey, man, Nashville needs a Whataburger.
Okay.
I'll join your complaint. I complain about hearing people over and over talk about Nashville needing a Whataburger, and that's more of a 2-6 conversation.
That's his primary complaint. That's actually his primary complaint. He wants Whataburger.
Well, I don't know. He said Nashville needs a Whataburger. Maybe he's complaining about the conversation about Nashville needing a Whataburger.
I think he's saying
unclear.
That's his complaint that they don't have one. I've never had it.
It was unclear.
I've never tried it.
Let me clear this up. I'll clear this up for you. There are tens of Whataburgers all over the city of Nashville and Middle Tennessee. They're disguised as Sonics. It's the same exact burger from the Dusty Bun to the Mealy Tomato. Oh. You can go to Sonic and get the same crap burger there that you get at Whataburger. Stop saying we need a Whataburger.
Best burger is right here.
David Reed has said
best burger I've had in a long time.
It's really good.
Was the one off the grill here.
David Reed has said that before. It's very eloquent.
I've never thought to try it, honestly. Let's not. It's not top of my list of things to do when I'm driving through South Alabama to go to the beach.
Josh has a self-complaint for his primary complaint. What's up, Josh? Hello, Josh.
Josh's self-complaint is his phone sucks.
That's it.
He just verified that for us there.
Eric, welcome.
Hey, guys. Hopefully, y'all have a happy fourth. And, guys, at one point in Nashville, because I remember, I'm old enough to remember, Whataburgers used to be here in Nashville and went out of business and left. They were here, like, during the 70s and during the 80s, but they went out of business. So maybe, like, Hall gets some of these other restaurants will come back.
We shut that bleep down.
Yeah. Guys, my primary complaint is this. I have absolutely zero problem with the teachers getting the money that they got. They deserve it. They certainly need it. But I just kind of thought it was interesting that the mayor came up with $7.5 million out of the blue to be able to give to them after, of course, all the sick outs and the teachers dominating the news and protesting. And I'm wondering if the police department, the fire department, and other metro employees, as well as the fact you've got metro bus service, cutting routes and raising rates, if we had been able to actually come up with the money to take care of that. And also, by the way, heard the report that it set aside $10 million for a green space project in the Bell's Bend area. Y'all take care.
Thank you, Eric.
I'm not going to touch it. I think Eric just said the most controversial thing that's been said on the show today.
Did he breathe?
I don't even know what he was saying about the teachers. I guess that everyone else should get more money too.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to touch it because I don't know enough about it. I have learned this. If you publicly say anything remotely against any stance any teacher may have at any point, you will get crucified.
I'm in favor of teachers getting more money. Now, that doesn't mean I'm against other people getting more money.
There are two people that I know of who can hold their breath for as long as we just heard. One of them is Eric. The other one is David Blaine. Those are the two.
Eric from Nashville, master of illusions.
I'm not even sure if he took a breath in that primary complaint. Well done, Eric. 615-737-1045, our number.
How many times could Eric swim the length of this pool and back underwater?
He's actually pretty – he's taller than what I thought he would be in person when I met him. He came out to the Amy Adams Strunk dinner.
He always wears shorts.
Well, not
– He was in pants that night.
He was in pants that night, though.